This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, home of the world champion, and yep, I said world champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And don't forget that we also broadcast to great radio stations all across the country as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Never know who's listening to us overseas. And hello to Steve in Thailand. Hello to Maria in Germany. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for what you do, keeping America rolling along. And to all the snowplow drivers out there in Utah, in Wyoming, in Colorado, in Nebraska, in Texas, in Oklahoma, Godspeed. And I know you're going to have a lot of stuff to do. So don't forget, folks, one last little thing here. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, we're on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, and Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalize the word America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you again.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line. It's one of our favorite question askers, so I'm going to go over there right now and give him a chance to ask his question. Okay, Mr. Mike in Clearwater, what's your question?
Morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. You know, Denise,
hiya.
The thing that kind of concerns me is that they've been very quiet about Biden's foreign policy. Now, we had the military do a coup in Myanmar, Burma, whatever you want to call it. Those poor people under this military regime are terrible things are going on there, but yet you don't hear about it in the media. The president isn't doing anything. Then you got the Chinese who are amassing, you know, in the area of Taiwan. I believe that they're going to make a play for Taiwan eventually. I think it's going to be sooner than later.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got Iran and Israel with the tensions over there. So I don't think the Democrats are going to be as tough. You know, I'm pretty sure if President Trump was reelected and was in office, he would be doing something to address the situation in Myanmar especially.
How about
and
these,
with the Chinese?
How about the,
you know,
how about the extermination of the Uyghurs?
Even though they're not under threat. So,
how about the extermination of the Uyghurs?
Right.
Yeah.
So, What do you have to say about all that, okay, Denise? And thank you so much, as always.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, I went to bed thinking about that very thing last night when it comes to foreign policy. I wonder how many discussions that the Biden White House has had with Obrador, the president of Mexico. I would say zero.
Yeah.
I wonder how many ambassadors or discussions that they're having with the three particular countries that are causing us the most angst when it comes to immigration, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder how come nobody talks about going on in South Africa, which is into itself another human rights issue, at least of which is, you know, the South China Sea, at least of which is, as he said, Taiwan, nothing about Hong Kong except it's China, the Chinese Communist Party just made a big move against the elections in Hong Kong. So yeah,
yes.
I don't think that anybody's paying any kind of attention, except maybe Tony Blinken, and he's having some cockamamie meet and greet with his counterparts in Hawaii this weekend. So I'm very, very concerned when it comes to foreign policy. It's always kind of been my go-to topic anyway. But I don't disagree.
And they said Blinken and Austin are going to meet the Chinese in Alaska sometime fairly soon.
Oh, I was in Alaska and not Hawaii. If I was, you're right.
Yeah, Alaska.
Well, we're going to talk about, you know, the world trade and, you know, we'll talk about those kinds of things. But we won't talk to China about, you know, hacking, stealing intellectual property, you know, all these other kinds of things. Whatever.
Well, the FCC came out again yesterday and talked about banning those Chinese companies, including Huawei and ZTE that makes the cell phones and some of the communications equipment, because of what they do. They spy on people. Whether you know it or not, they actually openly spy on you.
Right.
Yeah. Matter of fact, when the military found out about it, they said, that's it. They got rid of the ZTE phones.
Long time ago, but yes.
So, we are going to talk about Cuomo because we have to. How about Biden's big 4th of July celebrations? Are you ready to have six people in your backyard on the 4th of July?
You know, this cat has no clue what's happening. It's very apparent to me that he thinks that this bill was bipartisan. It wasn't.
No.
Because it's got, you know, bipartisan support. The only thing that they're touting is a $1,400 check. Everybody wants a $1,400 check.
Sure.
But nobody knows the rest of the stuff that's in the bill.
Nope, you're right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, today I'll be in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun Show. Come on out, see me. I'll be there till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And you hear him first hour and two of the show six nights a week. Alrighty, the same with Denise Simon. And before we get to Denise Simon, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And remember, I am a person that takes Relief Factor, and it is part of an integrated health plan that I use to help my body reduce inflammation and pain that I have with my left ankle and foot because of the injury I suffered at the World Trade Center. Now, it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which goes right straight to the source of the pain and either lowers or eliminates it. And I'm telling you, it works for me. It's 100% drug-free, and that's the best thing about it. It's got 100% botanical and fish oil product. That's what it's made of. And it supports a healthy response to get rid of the inflammation and gets rid of the discomfort you're in. Comes in convenient, confidential individual packets where you know what's in it and nobody else does. And it supports healthy joints and muscles too. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's $19.95. And by the way, the 3-week quick start can be gotten by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, see what they're all about. Okie dokie, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
So Jerry Nadler, AOC, Kirsten Gillibrand, Chucky Boy Schumer, and about 130 others in New York State politicians have all said Cuomo's got to go. He's got to resign.
Well, it would certainly, that's the easiest path out of this thing, is for this cat to just go. But, you know, he gave a press conference yesterday, still as defiant as ever. So yep. He's got a lot of work to do. In fact, he said, you know, we have to Oh, he's been the one that allowed the state to go where it went, because he's the governor. Then he took a shot at the block. I have to also pay attention and rebuild New York City. Well, yeah. So you really have two of them there that have destroyed the state. But he says he's absolutely not going to resign. So now that actually forces the hand of impeachment.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't use that phrase, force the hand. Anyway, he's an embarrassment now. He's an embarrassment to the party. Because let's not forget, you know, he's been in politics all of his life.
Yep.
And he was actually considered for some interesting positions by the Democrats, a vice president,
mm-hmm.
attorney general.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think he believes that his resume is going to, you know, keep him where he is. But at some point, he's having discussions.
Sure.
You know, there are people out there that are having discussions with him. But
sure.
He's defiant. So we shall see what happens here.
Yeah, well, won't know till it's over, and it ain't over yet, and there's still plenty more to come. So over the weekend, I'm sure there'll be a lot more different nonsensical things going on there. Now, the other thing is you're all set for your July 4th celebration with your six people in the backyard, right?
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah, well, I heard the FDA commissioner under Donald Trump yesterday afternoon on Newsmax, and I heard him say that we were going to be having picnics in our backyard with more than six people sooner than July 4th.
I don't know who's advising this man. You know, at least 50% of what he said in his speech is just wrong and twisted. It's there's something there or not there. He doesn't understand. I mean, he doesn't understand how many states are open. He doesn't understand how many schools are open.
Yep.
and what schools are closed.
Yep.
I don't think he understands the supply line for all things for the pandemic. I know he doesn't, but somebody else in that White House doesn't either, because, you know, the speechwriter is only putting together sentences on information that they're told to put in there.
Correct.
And then the speechwriter does it, and then, you know, the president reads it. Okay. There's just bad information going on in that White House. I don't understand it.
Well, here's something else, because there's another reaction coming from the folks, and a couple of Democrats chimed in about this now, about the energy agenda from the Biden administration, which is causing lots of concern in the energy-producing states as unemployment rolls are starting to grow, and none of it makes any sense, so said one Democratic governor in one of those states yesterday.
Well, let's also remember that there's a little component here with this COVID relief bill. Now it's been changed name. It's the most progressive, you know, legislation ever passed. There's supposed to be 7 million jobs. Remember that number?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to create 7 million jobs. Well, where?
Well,
when do they start?
Well, windmills, solar panels, satellite dish installers. I don't know. What? You tell me.
I just said, well, where and when?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
We'll see when they go on this road show that they're beginning this weekend to sell the $1.9 trillion to us. Why are they bothering to do that? It's law. But, ladies and gentlemen, if they show up in your courthouse, on the steps of your courthouse trying to sell it to you, ask them where the 7 million jobs are.
Now, the border union president yesterday said something about 40,000 gotaways in one single border patrol sector
mm-hmm.
of Arizona. He says for everyone they catch, three to four get away.
Del Cueto. He's been on my radio show several times. It's exactly right. You know, you can catch who you can catch, but the cartels use what are known as diversion tactics. So, okay, we'll give up, you know, this group of 20 over here because the Border Patrol put all the resources on that. And, you know, what's going on behind your back is, you know, 150. So he's exactly right. And we also don't know what they're bringing with them, least of which could be, you know, if they're infected with COVID-19. But on the other hand, are they bringing in counterfeits? Are they bringing in narcotics? Are they bringing in contraband? You know, are they bringing in what, you know, what else is money, you know, drugs, what, you know? So I asked a lawyer the other day, I said, you know, is this Biden White House an accessory to or aiding and abetting to human trafficking, child neglect? You know, I think of all kinds of crimes that this Biden White House is complicit in, right? So I think maybe we ought to start accusing this White House of those very things.
Well, yeah, because they're definitely going along with what's going on there and helping to create it in some cases.
That's right. But, yeah. I mean, who's getting wealthy in all of this? Remember that SUV, that expedition that was hit by that truck and,
yeah,
what, 11 people were killed?
Correct.
You know, those people that were in that expedition, they paid $10,000 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
To get into the United States, $10,000. So I would say this Biden White House is guilty of, you know, associated crimes for what they're encouraging.
Well, Senator Chuck Schumer says that Joe Biden and his team needs to clean up the border crisis, and he called it a crisis, Schumer.
Yeah, well, the White House won't do it. We don't care about labels. We have a situation here, a challenge. We have an extraordinary challenge. Well, it's of your own making. And it isn't just Fox asking those questions now. Several other reporters in that room are challenging this Jen Psaki person.
Yep, and Jen Psaki, not the drink, is having all kinds of problems trying to keep from diverting the questions. She keeps changing the subject, right?
Very much.
Yep. All right, we will talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend and stay low. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Her website again, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she has to offer. And I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment for the weekend. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The city of Minneapolis has reached an unprecedented settlement with the family of George Floyd.
who died after Officer Derek Chauvin knelt on his neck as Floyd repeated that he could not breathe.
The largest pretrial settlement in a police civil rights wrongful death case in U.S. history.
The Floyd family's attorney, Ben Crump.
One of the most egregious documentations of an American citizen being tortured to death by a police officer.
City of Minneapolis has agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit. Jury selection in the trial of Chauvin continued Friday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in a statement late Friday call on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign amid mounting allegations of sexual misconduct. The embattled governor on Friday said again that he would not resign after a seventh woman emerged with new allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans issue, is always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are in a minute. But I ask you to take the tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and take a tour of one of those locations. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, again, the National Aviation Academy is available online by going to naa.edu. That's their website. But you need to take a tour of one of their two facilities. And the reason why is because you'll find out firsthand, eyeball to eyeball, be able to talk to students, teachers, and find out what's involved in becoming an aviation maintenance tech. It is a career change second to none. It's a lifestyle you're going to love. You'll be able to work anywhere in the world. Now, their number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. You can go to the campus they have in Concord, Massachusetts, which is outside Boston, or you can go to the one right down here in Clearwater, Florida, in Tampa Bay, across the bay from me. So either way, Concord, Mass., Clearwater, Florida, the number is 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Well, senior leaders are dunking on Tucker Carlson's comments about maternity flight suits. Now, it all started because the Air Force was looking for a few women to wear test its new maternity flight suit, and Tucker Carlson picked up on that and just ransacked the Air Force on the air on his program. By the way, flight hours have plunged during COVID, but aircraft mishap rates have ticked up as the Air Force saw the fewest of three most serious classes of mishaps involving manned aircraft in at least a decade in fiscal 2020. Now, the Air Force has also had its first F-15EX. The U.S. Air Force on March the 10th took delivery of the first F-15EX from Boeing and will soon begin testing the new jet. It'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. And a National Guard member assigned to security duties on Capitol Hill died after what appears to be a personal medical emergency, so say defense officials on Thursday. That's when he died. Just found out about it this morning. Now, the U.S. Navy and Air Force signaled a contract last month for dozens of long-range anti-ship missiles, a closely watched program that seems to introduce a new sophisticated guidance system into lethal ship-killing missiles. Now, we've heard all about this from Iran with their missiles. We've heard all about this from China with their missiles. But you haven't heard a lot about the United States and what they've got. And I'm telling you, I've heard rumors, strictly rumors, that the U.S. has got something that's second to nobody when it comes to these ship-killing missiles. Now, about 28,000 U.S. troops are currently stationed in South Korea. You know how many of them got COVID? 28. 28. And China's protesting after the U.S. Navy's latest transit through the Taiwan Strait. The U.S. Navy sent a warship through the sensitive Taiwan Strait the other day, prompting another angry response from Beijing. We'll see how all that plays out. And coronavirus vaccinations have been delayed for the Army in Europe as infections rise. By the way, the DOD pushes more vaccines to CENTCOM after a rise in coronavirus cases over in the Middle East. And bells, sirens, and moments of silence at U.S. bases in Japan mark 10 years since the earthquake and tsunami. Remember that? Over in Japan? U.S. forces in Korea began administering thousands of doses of Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine there, too. And another U.S. Navy ship sailed through the Taiwan Strait after the head of the Indo-Pacific Command warned of the island's takeover. Now, the Navy sent its third warship in a little over a month through the Taiwan Strait, just a day after the Indo-Pacific Command's leader warned legislators of China's intent to take over Taiwan. And I believe that's inevitable. I believe that they're going to do it sooner rather than later. They see we have a weak president and are going to take advantage of that. That's just me talking. And one last thing before I go to the caller that's on the line. One of the Army's top armored vehicle modernization generals said that the service would be needed to face down China's massive armored force in a Pacific land war. We need to have our tanks in the Pacific. All right, to the phone line we go. I'm not sure who this is because it's a Skype number. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric Asimo.
You're cloaked.
Going on a restricted line.
You're cloaked, hey. Yeah.
Yeah, Roger. Hey, thanks for taking my call. By the way, you're talking about, you just mentioned about the Tucker Carlson fiasco, if you will. The Department of Defense is coming out saying that, basically saying that no one who has not served has the right to criticize anything. And let me
I heard him say that.
Mm-hmm. Right, Roger. I'm speaking for myself. Maybe there's others that have the same opinion. I didn't serve so that no one, how should I say, you take an oath to the Constitution of the United States, and that Constitution has a Bill of Rights, the First Amendment. People have the right to complain. People have the right to praise, if you will. And that right does not go away because someone did not serve. The opinion or not, whether I'm correct or, you know, whether I'm truthful or whatever the stretch of the imagination, if someone wants to, particularly in journalism, supposed to be, one of the control mechanisms in our government to hold those in power accountable to, you know, publicly accountable. Now, at least, if you have air crewmen who are pregnant, who need to require a special flight suit, now if that flight suit is part of their uniform of the day, I understand that. But if I'm not mistaken, after the end of the first trimester, the first 90 days, women are not even allowed to touch cleaner lubricant protection, CLP, to clean wet. They're not to touch anything.
That's
like
my
that
understanding.
Mm-hmm. You understand, that was back in the day when I was there. As soon as they got, you know, proverbial red card. Mm-hmm. And I think the department has more to worry about regarding force projection and the strength of the United States other than having a space command, what is it, a command sergeant major, something like that, come out publicly in uniform and how should I say, complain about what Tucker Carlson said. One thing I have to say about that is to the Air Force, as I see, service member who thinks that we don't have the right to complain or to whatever, our opinion, they need to come to at ease in the harness and realize that to protect, quote-unquote, me, not the institution of the Department of Defense. They're there to forward project the foreign policy of the president. United, the office of the president of the United States of America, period, end of discussion. If people don't like that, in my opinion, they can go pound sand and meet me out back in PT gear with a full can of water, and we'll have it out, so to speak. And I appreciate you letting me vent and voice my opinion and stuff, and I just, this is a, I'll be, I'm just going to end it right there. There's some out, there's some Bravo Sierra that can go.
I know. Okay. Well, thank you, Eric.
My call and Semper Fi.
Yeah, Semper Fi to you, and good luck to your boys. And, you know, it is what it is. And anybody's entitled to criticize the military for anything they want. But as far as when it comes to specifics like missions that people are on or the specific weapons and this, that, and the other, then if you don't know what you're talking about, just sit back and listen. Because there's a lot of that going on right now, and some of what we talked about earlier. And by the way, Al says, it ain't just you talking, meaning Eric. So, there you go, Eric. Now, we will be right back, and when we come right back, Germany has spent a lot less money in the cost sharing for the U.S. bases last year than what they were supposed to. Are they going to finally pay their fair share this year? We'll tell you what we know. It looks like they're fixing to pay a lot less than what they paid last year. Oh, well, be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stock boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I think I will take it right away. We appreciate you very much. And Kyle's on the show 6 days a week, six nights a week, and catch him during hour number one and hour number two. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, I will be up in Brooksville today at the Hernando County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun Show there, going on Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 9 to 3. Now, if you want to get your concealed carry permit, the class today starts at 2 p.m. The class tomorrow starts at 12:30. You can still go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, and sign up that way and see if there's an opening for today's class or not, and certainly get in for tomorrow if you can't get in today, if that's what you want to do. Now, I will tell you that it never ceases to amaze me when I go to one of these gun shows. People are coming in and they're buying weapons, they're buying ammo, they're buying stun guns, they're buying bows and arrows, they're buying knives. I've even seen people go out with sabers and just say, well, you know, it's not too bad an idea to have that somewhere near the chair just in case, you know, that sort of thing. Because people are definitely buying all sorts of self-defense stuff. And it is what it is. And by the way, they also sell the little pepper spray and all that sort of stuff there.
that you can buy the size that's legal for you to buy for the gals and put in your purse and all that. So check them out. Check them out. If you're up there in Brooksville today, stop by the Hernando County Fairgrounds. 9 a.m., the doors open. They're open till 5. I'll be there 9 to 2, and I'll be leaving about 2 o'clock. Might stick around till 3, but I kind of doubt it. But about 2 o'clock, I'll be leaving and headed back down this away from that away. So that's it. TwoGuysGunShows.com up in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Now, I also want to mention that coming up March the 27th, I'll be at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey for the Moss Nissan tailgate party. We're going to have Tailgate Pro Entertainment there with their truck with their big TV screen and the little tents they got up there and the little areas you can sit under and you can watch March Madness going on or whatever. And we're also going to have food. They're going to be cooking food on the grills there, so it's going to be pretty neat, family-friendly. Doesn't cost you a dime if you just want to show up. So that's March 27th at Newport Richey at Moss Nissan. And then the big thing coming up is going to be in Manatee County. For the past several years, I've been the master of ceremonies at the Tea Party Manatee birthday party that they've had. Now, I am an original member of the Tea Party Manatee from way back in the day when they first started. And they're still alive and they're still moving and still kicking and still doing good. And on April the 13th, they'll have their birthday party, 13th birthday party, at the pavilion, which is out behind Mixon Fruit Farms out there amongst the trees. It's got a little gazebo type thing and they're going to be right there. Got a roof over the top, so if it rains, it doesn't bother you. But there you go. And I will be there for that. Look forward to seeing you there on the 13th of April. Okay. Joe Biden gave a big speech. Talked all about the pandemic, all the great things, and how far we've come in a year. He attempted to take credit for President Trump's efforts to fast-track a vaccine. And he actually laid out an opening plan that sounded very much like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' plan that's been executed for about the past 6 or 7 months now. Never mentioned a word about Operation Warp Speed. Never mentioned a word about the 550 million vaccines that were contracted for under the Trump administration through Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Moderna. And not once did he mention that this whole mess came from China. He talked about the war, talked about we were on war footing, this, that, and the other, but he never mentioned China, which is how we got involved in this mess to begin with. Elections have consequences, folks. You've done it to yourself. Those of you that voted for Joe Biden that don't understand what's going on, the man physically and mentally is not fit for office. You are going to see more and more and more of that being evidenced as his situation continues to deteriorate. They can't hide it anymore. They cannot hide the fact that there are times when he can't remember where he's at, who he's talking to, what he's talking about. You can see it. It's obvious. I believe it's an advanced form of dementia. It also signifies one of the symptoms of either having had a stroke or about to have one. And yeah, Eric, you're right. I'd like to see the president try to have a press conference, too. I don't think he could. Because, again, if he's got dementia and they put him out there, the more pressure he's under, the sooner he's going to fade. And I mean fade.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens next. But it doesn't look pretty. And you heard Frank Silvato yesterday talking about one of the reporters. Or no, it wasn't a reporter. It was a elected state representative in California saying that this is elder abuse. And there's a lot of truth in that, too. And the State of the Union message, Eric? When's the last time you saw a State of the Union message that's 25 minutes long? Because that's about what we're going to have. If he has a State of the Union message, it'll be about 25 minutes long. He just can't stand up there and do what needs to be done unless they have him all drugged up. That's the other thing he could do, I suppose. But it is what it is. And we'll just watch and we'll see what happens in the days and weeks ahead. Now, it's been a busy week. And it's going to be an even busier week coming up here on the program. Because so many things are changing so fast. Cuomo, in his situation, he could be down the river in a rowboat soon. He's got all these people, all these women, seven of them now, that have come out and said things about him. A criminal investigation going on for sexual misconduct, criminal sexual misconduct. Plus, he's also got a state attorney general investigation going on. And I believe the Department of Justice has something going on, too. So he's under big-time scrutiny, and he thinks the dynasty of his family name is going to take care of him. Well, I know his daddy was a governor of New York, considered to be and actually ran for president one time, didn't make it, but was very well thought of in the Democratic Party. And it's just not going to happen. He's not going to break that barrier. He's not his father. I actually met his father, the governor, when I was in New York. I actually met him. But the thing of it is if he goes down, who takes his place? Well, it's the lieutenant governor. And the lieutenant governor will be around for a short time. Remember David Patterson when he was a lieutenant governor? And he filled in for, Elliot Spitzer? Is that who it was? Anyway, I don't remember exactly who it was right now. But anyway, he filled in and took over for the governor who resigned in disgrace. This may be the same sort of thing. All right. I'm headed to Brooksville. See you up there. Those of you who can make it, look for the banner on the wall. It'll be right behind me, the Captain's America Third Watch. Have a great weekend. God bless America and stay safe.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.